Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Floyd Bocox. He's an author, creator, executive producer for Morrison Land. He's also an entrepreneur. He has created multiple companies, including Lizard Sun Entertainment. Floyd, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me on, Christopher. It's definitely something I'm looking forward to talk about.
So Floyd shared with me some of his life experience and they're like blew my mind. So those of you who want to learn more about Floyd, make sure you reach out to him after the podcast. But in terms of the podcast itself, anytime someone writes a book, I'm always fascinated by why. So why did you choose to write a book called Morrison Land?
Morrison Land was based on my true life experience of what I went through as co-founder and president for Lizard Sun Entertainment. And the title in itself is definitely in regards to Cliff Morrison and the Lizard Sun Band, and of course, Jim Morrison from The Doors.
So in case our listeners don't know, The Doors is literally one of the most well-known bands in the world. And for you, what did you find fascinating about the characters in your book, or why did you even choose to pick him as a character?
Well, to pick Cliff Morrison as a character is my part of my true life story. He was definitely signed to me as my artist. And also that was definitely as a Doors fan and Jim Morrison, Cliff sure sounded like Jim Morrison. So that's the kind of where we all came together and formed and created a new band called Lizard Sun Entertainment.
Awesome. So Floyd, so many people will never have the opportunity to live the life that you have or meet the people that you have. And one of the biggest questions I get asked oftentimes is, wow, you got to interview Elon Musk. What'd you learn from Elon Musk? So the question for you is, Floyd, wow, you got to work with Cliff Morrison. What do you think he had that we can learn from, whether it's from an artistic standpoint, whether it's from an intellectual standpoint, whether it's from a creative standpoint? What did you feel you learned from him?
The creative aspect of Cliff Morrison and the artistic part also, as far as creativity, the music, arrangements of all the musicians, he had that talent where he can just, actually we're in the studio and Cliff would point to each band member, play it like this and that. I've had many artists underneath me from previous contracts, but Cliff is the one that's been the most talented artist of them all.
That's awesome. And just for our listeners, whether you're into music or not, most of our listeners are business people, but at the end of the day, Floyd, it sounds like you're sharing that he really knew his craft, he knew it well, and he can pick apart the various aspects of a person, include that into a larger focus, which is a band, and create music that can inspire the world. And so is that kind of what you're saying? Like he had this amazing talent to really bring people together and create these masterpieces?
Yes, Cliff did have that, and he did already have a following fan base behind him. And so the major topic in regards to that for Cliff was the issue of the DNA. Is he Jim's son or not, or the love child? This is what kind of was the whole thing dealing with this issue.
Interesting. So Floyd, you're a creative guy. You have this entertainment business. So many people want to quote unquote break into Hollywood or have a book written about them. What do you suggest or encourage people? Let's say they do want to live a creative path, whether as a musician or a singer-songwriter or as an actress or an actor, like any specific suggestions on how they can stand out and work with people that have a position to actually hire them or to profile their talents?
To be honest, Christopher, it's for me, I've been dealing with this for 20 years in the entertainment business. I've had 3 record companies and myself and different artists. Just don't give up on your dreams. Just keep moving forward. And some of you will catch a break or find the right people to get you in the business part of it. It's a hard business in itself as an artist. And there's many platforms for you to go to, like Reverb Nation. You know, we got the social media and stuff like that. But for my part of it, I, as being in management and an executive, and then now becoming an author and then becoming a filmmaker, that's my goal right now, setting goals and accomplishing. And for me now, I'm a filmmaker. I have my film project on IMDb. So I was just on that just recently, and the star meter's over 4 million. This is the most I ever had so far. So there is some type of buzz and creativity about this project.
Again, so with Morrison Land, what do you hope people get from your project? What do you hope they feel or be inspired? What do you hope? Because I guess, would you say it's fair, what you felt about him and about this project, is that what you hope other people see? Like what do you hope that your listeners or viewers get from your book?
The book in itself is amazing. The way how everything played out in my life, and just all the episodes of the people that were involved was amazing. That, I mean, executives, bankers, it was just like, really? Cliff knew these type of people. Matter of fact, Cliff was married to Marlon Brando's niece for 4 years. So Cliff has a diversity of many people in his life that made a compelling story to tell everybody about.
And for you, what do you think is some of the most basic elements of a good story?
That's a good one, Christopher.
Just your life, frankly. You used to be a helicopter pilot, you have an entertainment business, you wrote this amazing book, so you're clearly a Renaissance man, if you will. And so I think you have a very interesting story, but I'm curious, any elements that stand out in your mind or heart whenever you meet someone or you listen to a song?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, music in itself, when I was a young age, my mom was a professional singer. She used to sing with Vicky Carr. My father played the guitar. So music was indoctrinated in me at a young life, and it stayed with me. And that's how I believe how I got in after the helicopter business. And then I got into the entertainment business. And I believe that was my major influence, was from my parents.
It's interesting. And the final question I have, I always am intrigued by people like yourself, where you have all these different types of talents. Helicopter pilot, what do you feel you can share relative to your skill sets of being a pilot and how that applies to you navigating in a business? Any specific skills as a pilot you feel that can be applicable as a business owner?
Yeah, for the listeners out there who set your goals, I've had a helicopter company established here in the LA Harbor for 20 years. All I wanted to do was fly for them. And the chief pilot would not want me to fly. And I had another full-time job. And so what I do is right after that, I go fly in after day shift and put in my time, got my private license, took me about a year. Next step, commercial license. I did that. And then after that, I went and bought my own helicopter, put my own business proposal together, lobbied with our councilwoman in our area, and brought it together and brought a whole new concept of a helicopter, the etiquette of the professionalism. And I was able to take over the business and actually state for myself that when you can do anything you want, just set the goals and just do not deviate on what you want to do. Just make it happen and stay focused. And that's what happened to me. And it proved to me that you can do that, and even in your future endeavors, that you can still make that happen.
I love that, Floyd. And isn't it very telling, literally, as a helicopter pilot, you have to literally go up in the air, and without that pressure of the air, you wouldn't have a helicopter or a plane. And whether you're flying helicopters, building a business, creating a book, all these various pressures we may have, you literally ascended them. So thank you for being such a great example of someone that can succeed if you persist. How can our guest, Floyd, stay in touch with you and connect with you?
My social media platform is like all over, you know, of course, LinkedIn profile, my Facebook, Instagram. I'm out there. So anybody would like to just, you know, plus Morrison Land has its own page. I have a couple of different pages on Facebook for the non-fictional part for the book, my personal, Morrison Land, the movie, of course. course, on IMDb for the film project with the screenplay attached. So you guys can just reach out there and catch me on LinkedIn too. I love LinkedIn. I do.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.